siya, mag-marry kayo. Siya naman ingay.
It's the Roundtable of Tacos Podcast here at the Best of Anime 2013. This is Yago Anoy.
And this is Mr. A.
Okay, so, you know, within these past 2 to 3 days, napunta ako, 3 days, including day zero na, Best of Anime so far, pwede ko siya yung classify sa ano eh. Ano ba?
Parang recording this as we pass maraming photo na rin niya.
Yes, we have loud mics actually.
Patapos na.
Ayan, pero what was I saying again? I was about to talk about Best of Anime, pero for the meantime, let's take it on what's on the show in this episode.
What happened today?
What happened today, yesterday, and on the English? I have recordings. And I have videos caught from cellphone talaga, na low quality talaga. So, pasensya nyo na lang. But then again, it will appear on the video version on YouTube.
Yes, yes.
Which is, if you're probably watching it now, ako gumagawa mo siya yan. I'll be happy.
Yes.
Now, opening ceremonies and the event surrounding so far is good. Kung may expand pa ito sa 3 halls, maigi.
Napansin ko pala, mas maliit pa lang mga halls sa taas kasi sa baba. Kasi ang hall ng Ono Manga before, medyo malaki dito eh.
Yes, yes.
Or maybe it's because of the ceiling.
Ayan, so, ikaw, masimula nga tayo. Since we are in event, ano ba nakita mo? First thing na yung pumunta dito?
Well, as according to cake ako, eh, nakarating ako ng ano eh. Nagsimula na yung supposedly ng WCS. Pero, syempre, nagagay sila ng parang ano, filler, cosplay. So, ayun. So, okay naman, wala akong problema eh. It's typical cosplay. So, ang next one is WCS. Diba?
Pero bago muna natin pag-usapan yung
WCS. I will write an article on that.
Bago muna natin pag-usapan ng WCS, let's take a look at the opening ceremonies and the surroundings of the event. And that will begin right now.
It's minutes past 10 in the morning of September 14, 2013. It's the first day of Best of Anime 2013, and we are here to cover the opening ceremony. Everyone's excited, even us here at the media. This is good. Now, we are waiting for some of the guests, and they plan to surprise us. They plan to give us suspense. So, within just a few moments, a few minutes, they are getting signals. They're getting signal from inside, and so far, we've seen a lot of people who would like to watch the opening ceremonies, and that guy, especially that guy. So let's get back, and of course, this is a 2 day. This is a weekend event, and Best of Anime comprises of different activities as with any other event in the metro and in the Philippines and in any other places in the world. So, to avoid myself from giving fillers, let's take a look at the environment that we've had earlier. So the environment, perhaps, is, of course, I come from the ground level. That come from the ground level, and as I pass by here at the function hall 5, they have long queues. Really long queues. No, not really long, but. We have a long queue. We have here people from, again, people from the press and the media, fellow bloggers, and magazine editors, writers, and of course the online media. Not to mention, we also have people here who have their all access pass to the Manila International Book Fair. And if they have an all-access pass, you know, they can also access Best of Anime. So, I guess there's a problem about that. And thankfully, after some negotiations, arrangements, we were able to be one of the online media partners for this event. It's the first time here to do it, and we'll make it big. In the course of the event is we will have a collaboration with our fellow online media partners. Radio Pirata and Otakista will be here, as well as Zen and Anime PH. And we will be organizing a panel discussion on the day two, the World Cosplay Summit NCR qualifier. So you better look at it. And it will be also heard at the venue through our in-house Rajpirata system, and they're currently occupying the frequency of 107.1. This is what they've done with last time in the UK AME 1UP. So we have here the host.
Okay, so I now know the lineup. You know, the people inside need to know how excited you are, so let's give them a holler. Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we bring to you the best of anime 2013. We have in our first lineup the director of Japan Information and Culture Center from Japan Embassy. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Kiyoshi Takeyuchi! Alright, here we go. Again, he is director of Japan Information and Culture Center, Japan Embassy, Mr. Kiyoshi Takeyuchi. Let's give him a round of applause. Okay, alright, you can scream. Okay. Next up, the director of the Japan Foundation Manila, Mr. Shuji Sakatari. Okay, there we go. Next up, channel head of Hero TV and co-presenter of the Best of Anime, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Miss JoJo Nanny Espasso! Okay, she's over there. Alright. Next, guys, of course, this lovely lady has been putting the Best of Anime together for so many years. She is the president of Prime Chain Ace Incorporated and the organizer of the Best of Anime. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Miss Eileen Moran. Yeah, okay. And next up, you guys see them on TV, so we have Doraemon and Nobita! Okay, for you guys to be able to see who's next, we've got our guest cosplayers from Thailand. I think you know who these guys are. Ladies and gentlemen, next up we have Mr. Kanael Sandlin, followed by Mr. Jeffy Dorfman, and Miss Yuki Gata. Alright, and now we also have the lovely lady, Tina Takamori, the Zombie Kushida, and Shari Happy Ansari!
I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Very bothered.
Well, you'll see a lot of them later on. Last but not the least, ladies and gentlemen, for the ribbon cutting ceremony, we have the J-Rock singer and composer, Joey Nguyen!
Now, everybody,
are the anime cultural ambassadors. Please welcome the opening of the Best of Anime 2013!
And that's it! The Best of Anime 2013 is on! And we are here inside the halls 4 and 5 of the SMX Manila here in the Mall of Asia Complex, Pasig City. This is how Best of Anime 2013 looks like. On the side, we have booths. On this side, we have the stage. And the stage is set since day 0 pa. With the current structure, according to our peers, our colleagues from the niche media industry, is that ang seating arrangement dito is ang distansya ng mga upuan from the stage ay mas malaki last year, but then again, they have to lessen that down a bit. Dahil the probable cause would be the photographers, and nilagyan na rin ng I don't know if this was in the process, I don't know, but you can see here that we have the SMX flyers, probably similar to the SM Supermelt. And of course, we have your Doraemon, and of course, there's still preparing for the Sangoku exhibit. We have your Star Marie getting their picture on, and the rest of the staff here. So they'll be featuring some stunts earlier on. Now, we will proceed to the side. So we have different exhibitors, sponsors, and merchandisers, Pockies. And we have here on the side Hero TV. Of course, they're promoting their new lineup, I guess. And if we were to come closer here at this side, we have Friendster's new game, Rap and Sang, online. Next out of that is, of course, the Gundam Gunplus and somewhere over here must be there must be a Dragoness area here, I guess. There's a Dragoness area. Now, also we also have a food booth, and of course there's the Otaku Euro Animation booth with Amazon. And we have speaking.
2,000 entrance fees. We will be here until tonight and tomorrow. And you know what? What makes this event really spectacular is not just the booth, but every single person here. Our international guests, our competitors, everyone part of the audience. You know what? Speaking about the audience, I'd like to call everybody to take a seat in front of the stage area, because we will provide you with a program that will last until tonight. And I do promise you, there will be no single boring moment. We will make it fun, lively, and memorable for everyone. So just to give you an update already, we had a ribbon-cutting ceremony that just happened right outside the stage area. And right outside the event hall, I'd like to call the VIPs to also receive on stage for an official photo op. So once again, I'd like to call the director of the Japan Information and Culture Center, Japan on the Beat, Mr.
And that is the host speaking to us.
And
they'll be providing a photo opportunity soon enough. Now, we have a very diverse
And we'd like to call on the channel head of Hero TV and co-presenter of the Best of Anime.
Okay, so I guess that's about it for now.
Okay, and we're back here at this is day 2. I was thinking of day 3 kasi I've also attended the meet the press conference na ginanap nga on Friday, and they were all good. I was able to ask questions. And we were able to ask questions.
I believe you should write that on the site.
We will write that this week.
May delay nga lang yung mga sulat natin kasi medyo busy-busy, lalo na ngayon, di ba? Nasa middle of this. Smackdown middle of the event talaga.
Yes, Smackdown middle of the event tayo.
Kaya mahirap magsulat on time.
It will be eventually released on dynamore.com. Most of the press con, we got it.
By the way, upgraded yung database nun, ha? Kaya medyo sana mabilis yun.
Wow!
But anyway, sige,
Yun. Pero yun nga, aside from that, may ginawa din tayo dito activity.
So far, hindi ta yung All-Star Cosplay Competition Day 2, I was with Raju, I was with the guys from the media.
The one that was hosting our tech run?
Yes, Raju Pirata, and we were able to make a panel discussion from here and from there.
Okay. So, using pads, technology, which is really good.
Hi, QB. So, yun nga, in regards to
tapos na, hindi na maingay. Okay, sige.
Eh. Wala akong masyado masabi dito, pero moving on, we'll call in Anime Patient Autorista. So, just a moment. Guys! Now, here's a guys, Anime Patient Autorista. Hi, guys!
Hey, hello! Hello! Good evening! Hi,
so, medyo bumpak ang aking recording system ngayon.
So, plan B.
Plan B.
Hindi nyo plan B. Ayoko yung magdala ng malaking laptop.
Yan. So,
it works fine with me.
So, day one. Kamusta naman ang outlook na sa day one?
Kasi maganda talaga yung day one. Though, tama lang yung tao. Masala yung tama lang tao. Siyempre, yung performance ni Star Marie, yun talaga yung inaabangan talaga.
Definitely.
Mas first, marami bang tao ngayon?
Mas marami ngayon, pero mas may impact yung sa first day. Kasi in the first day, Star Marie pa lang, sulit na bayad mo!
Pero na-miss ko pa. Ano, baka ma-alert talaga siguro sa mga idol, no? Pero hindi, ewan ko.
Okay din, okay. And speaking of cosplay competition, medyo maganda rin ang lineup sa day one.
Yes!
And the judges, internationally packed. I mean, tingnan lang natin
okay, kung ano. Sige, bilangin natin. Oh, Karel Sangis.
Yep.
Diary Darkness, Yuki, God bless.
Yes.
The two sisters and
Lodja Ashingo Xing Piao.
So tatlong bagyo.
And the smirka included in the
plan.
No, not.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, good.
Bagyong Myrtle, bagyong Ashe.
Hirap pa na naman tayo makauwi. Tama, hirap pang mantari ito. Ganda-ganda kasi ng panahon. Eh. Talagang maalaw naman.
Let's just say it's a bit uncooperating this time of the year.
Yes.
Sa dito lang yun.
Ngayon lang yun.
Pero kahapon, ganda.
Oh, yeah. Okay na may kahapon. Well,
acceptable yung kahapon. Mas maganda yung performance. Mas maganda today.
Sino ba tao pansin kahapon sa cosplay?
Sino ba tao pansin sa si Alexis, walang tanong. Si Alexis ba yun?
Alexis.
Alexia.
Ay, Alexia. Final Fantasy
na triple cosplayer. Triple.
Pati
that is
triple.
Once.
Three. Ah, I so mean, may tatlong dress up
yeah,
siya.
Yeah, tatlong dress. Ay, yan yung second one outfit.
X2 yan, no? Pinakas mo yung X2.
13 yata yun.
Oh, 13. Hindi, 10X2.
10X2, tapos may 10.
Basta summoner
basta dress pairs.
Basta parang forms yun.
First I call her USS for such a reason.
Yeah. Tapos nag-concert rin siya, no?
Oh, mabilis. ang malupit doon, yung last 5 seconds of performance niya na kailangan mag-transform niya na may hawak na may...
Bagay-bagay. So, and there was the shotgun.
Yep, and the shotgun.
And the shotgun.
Now, the question is, where did she hit that gun? How? How? Tell me, please, Alex. Alexia, if you're listening to me right now, please PM me on my fan page. How did you pull that off?
Uli ang ano mo?
How
Facebook.
Did... Huh? Facebook. Our Facebook, by the way, is OtakiStudPH. That is OtakStudPH, all in lower caps.
Ano may nangyari kapag capital letters?
Baka
sa isang site?
I hope not. Pero the more the better.
Oo, so. Diba? Baka naman yaoy site yun.
How about yung mga nanalo? How do you think sa tingin mo?
Oh, yung mga nanalo.
Ayan. I guess we will discuss the All-Star Cosplay Competition muna. No?
Okay,
sa All-Star Cosplay Competition, we were able to patch in here, patch in there. Hi, Pat.
Patch it.
Yes.
Ayan. So, kamusta naman ang All-Star Cosplay Competition?
All-Star Cosplay Competition is an All-Star Cosplay Competition kung ako tatanungin mo. Ayan kasi, okay, number one. Talagang, for the first time ngayon ko lang nakita talaga ang pinakamaraming. 48. It's 48.
Yes.
You ask me. It's 48. Sobrang dami nun. And so far, talaga yung mga judges are All-Stars. So, what can you say? It's everything. It's a big one.
Yun nga, ang first assumption ko is akala ko yun yung may prize na
dinibid
ka Karel. Pero this time...
Pero seriously, nagulat ako sa WCS which is only 3 contestants.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wait, proceed to that.
Later
just a bit later. One of the best things pa sa All-Star Cosplay competition.
Yun!
Pero yun, pag mahaba-habang usapan, masarap pa ang kailangan natin isang iced tea na masarap.
That is sex soft drinks.
Yeah.
Drinks.
Kasi mahaba-habang usapan yan.
Hindi ko pwede iced tea party. Iced tea party na lang. Just like yung Friday. Kung naalala nyo pa nung Friday, ang sarap nung clubhouse sandwich niya sa
kawal. Ay, siyempre naman.
Sa tortillas, no?
Oo.
Masarap yung cheese.
As in, round table talaga. If you're listening to this podcast, definitely the title speaks for itself in the conference.
Pero wow. Okay, Mr. J, total nagre-request ka na gawing match mo random. Ginawa ko ng match mo random. Yung
wishful friend!
Oo, nandun na yun. Unedited raw feed. Nagsimula dun sa interview na seryoso siya na JM tsaka si, sino ba yung isa? Si, ikaw? Seryoso kayong dalawa. Tapos kami, nag-uusap na kami tungkol sa iced tea.
Yeah! Nag-umpisa lang sa iced tea party.
Tinapay na, no?
Tapos na boy, ano na to na yun? Na
may nachos naman.
Oh, may nachos din.
Totoo lang yung sinabi ng chef. Ginagamit nila isang class A chicken spread at class A tuna spread at class A cucumber.
For those who don't have an idea what does it mean to say class A in Filipino, based, most of the time when it comes to technology, it's next to cheap. But if it's culinary, definitely it needs something more Filipino made.
Okay? Baka mamaya itong RTO maging MMR, ha?
Baka ano yan, ha? Bonus yung ginamit na lang.
Hindi, sige, balik.
Okay, moving on. All-Star Cosplay Competition, 48 cosplayers. All of, I was entertained.
Like, you're always entertained.
I'm not entertained as in, parang ano ba? Sa kakatingin ko sa mga cosplay competitions I've been seeing there, yung mga cosplayers iba, they're not being at their best. If they had their best, is tatanungin ko sila in a Korean novella, why? Is that the best you can do? Sigurado ka na? Yun. But then, ang nangyari dito, the good thing here about this All-Star Cosplay Competition is that cooperating yung visuals, cooperating yung audio, and everything's cooperating, pati yung camera.
Sino yung ano na, audio system na
El Capitan.
El Capitan.
Oh, El Capitan. Yun, pero yun nga.
Maganda sa pin, El Capitan.
El Capitan.
Yun, pero yun nga. Cooperating, and then we have a cameraman. Oh, so, parang nakikita ko, I was looking back.
Medyo convenient eh, kung ayaw mo nang matado ka sa likod eh.
Oo. Yun nga, I was looking back at Hero Face of 2013 na parang ganun din yung same effects.
Oh.
And since Hero is co-presenter ng event, parang ganun.
Should we even consider naming it Face Off or Screw Off?
Screw Off.
Because believe it or not, I cannot say the F word, so please mind with me.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I'm just being honest, guys.
Yes.
And one thing that is definitely conclusive with the All-Star Cosplay Competition is the fact that the people enjoyed or never complained about the winners. As in, the people love them. As in, nobody complained. No. Did you see in the forums or Facebook, the social media, that this supposed to win, this cosplay should win this, not. Nobody complained.
Oh, good.
Nobody. And kakatingin na lang niya.
And the cosplayers deserve it. Mm. Because in the first place, the judges are an international panel, and basically, you can never put something. You can never put a price on their score. Even
if they don't have.
Yes,
they don't. Wala silang bulsa.
No,
wala silang
even though it's a possibility. You see, I mean, they do it because they love it. They love that. What do they do? Yeah.
So honest, medyo talagang honest yung ano, yung judgment, judging na nangyari.
Pero yeah, with the for international.
Yung mga judges yesterday pareho lang ngayon.
Almost the same except wala si sisters. Wala yung sisters.
Ah, okay.
Wala si Edgy sa kasi Asher. Yeah.
Pero yun nga,
kapan ba sila Ashin nag-perform
dito? Yes. So, oh, believe it or not.
Super dull album sila.
Okay. Yung Aloja ko siya pia perform her latest
single. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh yeah.
Kawaii girl.
Let's go kawaii. Kawaii girl. Kawaii.
Ah, hindi naman sila yung Kiyomi, no? Kiyomi.
Hindi na. Hari-hari ba to?
Pero maganda yung performance ni Ash.
Oh, okay yung
yun. I guess Ash is, ano,
moving towards the music industry.
Music industry.
Pagkara na naman Richard saka si Raymond Gutierrez, no?
Pwede yung kambal. Wait, kambal. Okay, moving on.
Ayun, pero yun nga, Ashley, I'm hearing harps.
Ringtones.
Yan.
Anyway.
Yan, pero, yun nga,
tayo.
Moving back. Where do we go from this? Ashley?
What about Myrtle? It was good, but that's not the big deal. The big deal is he shows up like a what do we call that Pokemon? Diglett. Pops out, hides in, pops out, hides in. I mean, believe it or not, Myrtle in the first day showed like what, 20 minutes and then poof, bye-bye.
Tapos andiyan siya sa
yeah, and then this day, Myrtle is still the whole day signing autographs at her booth.
Di Jinri Park ba nandito ka?
Yes, Jinri Park yesterday.
Jinri Park has announced na
she announced that she's going to leave. She announced that she's going to leave the Philippine celebrities.
Oh, parang si ano?
She's leaving showbiz. Simply.
Parang sino yung
ano? For something for
si sa Sandara Park.
Ay, parang si Sandara Park.
But Sandara, she chose it.
Oh, okay.
And he wanted it. The difference is Jinri.
She.
Ay, Jinri, I said the name. God damn it. I mean, but Jinri, because of some management issue, for which ang ibig sabihin nun eh, hindi kami batay ni Vic, kaya sigurado lumipat ako. Yun.
Naga Vipa talent siya.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You didn't only hear. You will only hear. Basta, secret na natin yun. Basta, kagbala na sa mga.
Try lang naman yung ano. Oh, kaya
well, Jinri, sabi ni Jinri na.
Teka, wait. Just a second. I need to post this broadcast.
Bakit?
May sasabihin ka eh.
Hindi, okay lang.
Okay lang.
Kasi, kayo na bahala mag-edit. May matagal naman tayong post eh.
Oh, sige.
Sige, tuloy mo.
Ikaw.
Sige, pag-usapan natin yung nangyari today. Ano ba, what do you think to be the best thing that happened? Joy Noe.
Kamukha niya yung
equals Yugyogan.
Yeah, Yugyogan.
And stress. Nararamdaman ko.
Stop your stress.
Yung ano eh. Daan nagtatakay nasa ibabay. Ba't ano nangyari?
Oh, yung parang yun. Alam yun sa mga lumang MTV dati, yung may mga nagpa-party rock sa taas, tapos may yung matatanda na sa first floor. Ano
yun? Nakikita niya baka yung mga, yung ano, yung
cemento. Right, that makes sense.
Baka yung cemento, nakikita yung mga ano, pulbos ng cemento.
Oh, yung pulbos ng cemento. Wow, yung pout.
Ayun yan.
Yung rock shit, gumigiba, gumagalaw. Pero, Joey Noe's performance was probably the best. Next to Star Mary, of course. I have to confess that I started to become a fanboy. Fanboy for Star Mary.
Yeah,
we bought the CD.
Original
and, believe it or not, Anime PH.
Sorry, Anime Life.
Look at the Ray Ann.
Titi-titi kami.
Nagkalituan pa nga tayo sa bayar. Pero naayos din. And the one thing you would love about Joey Noe is even though he's already being paid to perform, most of the people in the crowd didn't feel that
he's being paid.
Because he loves it. Let's just summarize into one word. Sincere. Real.
Good, yeah.
Like, alam mo yung feeling na nandun ka? The feeling that you're on stage and you're just doing it for the love of doing it. No BS, no...
No swing attached.
That's why he made an easy connection with the fans. Even though most of the guys here don't probably have a clue what is Joey Noe. Especially me. Probably me.
Or the... Siguro na kinuta na yung Naruto. Siguro nakita.
When people heard about Naruto, I mean, yeah, we know. Especially the part you said, Fighting Demons. Fighting Demons.
We are fighting demons.
Oh, yun yung title nun eh. Siya kumanta. And probably he might get sued because he made a small acoustic knockoff of
Doraemon's
theme. Yeah. And I just hope recorded the full video.
Pero sana kinanta niya yung closer na in English version. Meron siya English version.
Okay, English. Pero pangit yung English.
Okay.
I just heard the English. Parang yung English pang literal English.
Wow.
I mean, what do you mean by Japanese English? Literally translated Japanese lyrics to English.
Parang nawala yung impact niya.
Wala ng flow. You lost the flow when you do that. Pero
kahit siya rin yung gumawa, no? Kahit kinumbert siya sa English. Eh.
Ship tayo. WCS.
WCS, cosplay competition muna.
Oh, WCS cosplay competition.
Yung cosplay competition before the WCS.
Nandiyan siya sa labas.
Wow!
Eh, yun nga tinatanong ko si Marky kanina, parang ba't ayaw niya? Eh, wala naman daw gagawin. So, good.
Siguro dapat natanongin at bakit ayaw nila sumali sa WCS?
Hindi, ako basically it's not about... Kasi there are two types of cosplay. The cosplay for fun and cosplay for something serious, something more. May mga ganun talaga tao. At the end of the day, it's about defenses.
Pero bakit yung mga nandun sa mga cosplay page torch? Di ba mga serious business cosplay rin yun?
Ah? Yeah!
Pero wala silang problema. Nakakakuha silang mga cosplayers. Tuloy-tuloy lang yung ano.
Believe it or not, the only thing we need to ask about is why?
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 Why? Why? Why? Why? Why? Why? Why? Why? Why? Why? Why? Why? Why? Why? Why? Why? Why? Guys, hello.
Kasi pwede naman, di ba? Parang if cosplay can do it, why is it there's something wrong here?
Maybe it's because the problem is not within the cosplayers but the people who organize cosplay events.
Bakit naman?
Because they
hindi naman sila kailangan ngayon eh.
They, each event, they want to prove something that they are special to them. For example, Cosplay Page, Cosplay Mania, BOA, this on, this off. So medyo may problema tayo sa ganun kasi ang term namin is kanya-kanyang yabang.
Identity, ano ba?
It's about identity crisis. Everybody wants to be at the top. But the problem is, at the end of the day, when you're doing business, nobody goes at the top. So let's go back to the business.
May tatlo lang naman eh. Una, syempre, obviously, he already violated yung mga rules eh. So,
this is my opinion lang naman. He's trying good naman. Maganda rin naman na ang kanyang ano. Pero maraming okay, I'll be back.
Yun nga. What he wants to say is at the end of the day, as long as there's no other cosplay organizers around that is competent enough just like Anime Alliance, then we have to shut the hell up and follow the path ahead. Which is
who knows?
Let it flow.
Ayun. Pero yun nga, mabalik tayo dun sa contestant number one. Disclaimer, katoko pa kayo.
Pero unfortunately nga, di ba, he violated the rule kasi gumamit siya ng copyrighted material.
But he still, yun nga, magiging argument dito, he still use English, his voice. Pero yun nga, again, moving back, that's copyrighted.
Saka lumagpas na siya sa naka 2.5 minutes pa, 1.5 minute.
Ang sabi sa akin ni JM ng Zen is about 5 minutes.
At inasa nila?
18 something?
18 minutes?
No, from his 18-minute video, mga 5 minutes yung nakopay niya.
Eh, hindi pwede. Di ba 2.5 lang talaga? Rules is rules.
Rules is rules. Especially in Japan. Speaking of press conferences,
Di ko naman sa inaanin eh. Bakit? Why do we have to watch him work out sa stage?
Let the viewers know. Paliwanag natin kung ano ba yung nilagay doon, ano ba yung pine-perform ng cosplayer para magets nila yung
rival
point.
Rival school yun, no?
Rival schools.
Here is Shimazu, a professor, and that may pinili siya mga eksena from the almost ending na no ng rival schools. Tapos nakamit niya yung boss and all that stuff and
he's fighting an imaginary fight foe
as with any other cosplayer who is doing their job.
Sana meron na lang siya, pwede naman mag-pair dun, di ba? Sayang no, hindi.
Yun nga, here's this problem eh. Sa pag-patching ko with Raj Pirata, nasabi na ni Simba yun? Kasi nakasok si Tessa, na yung karamihan sa mga nag-register sa WCS even before the side events are held, individuals. May sinasabi din siya there's a reason na we're guessing reasons dito eh. Someone mentioned.
I have a probable idea why individuals wanted to independently register this sense of
Theory.
Here's my theory about it. What in the world Aloja did when he first started to join an international competition? What did Aloja do? I'll just use names for the sake of. I'll stop using pronouns. What Aloja did for international competitions is she started to register independently for now. And when the rules and regulations needed somebody, states, quote unquote, that it must be a maximum of 2 people, who's the next bet?
Ashley.
So perfect combination, no problem. But the problem is most people, most cosplayers, even the professionals, they mistakenly think that being working alone and doing everything on your own is the best kind of, let's just say, business platform for cosplay. And we know that for a fact that in the cosplay business, if you start doing things alone for yourself and for just your personal sake,
matagal.
It's nearly impossible to get to the top or making a living.
Alam na ngayon sa climate na to eh. Medyo mas brutal na ngayon eh.
Mostly, alam naman natin lahat na ganun. So, baka ang idea dito is gusto nila na individual para just in case manalo sila sa WCS, they will bring the bacon only for their personal selves. Which is in fact, yun ang reason kung bakit ang WCS, they never allowed individual competitions. Because it would be bias for everyone.
Ibig sabihin ba mga cosplayers dito, mga forever alone? Hindi never.
If you're gonna cosplay seriously, that's what most people do. Being individual.
Wala pa sila mga kaibigan na pinagkakatiwalaan.
Pero in reality naman, we know for a fact that Aloja doesn't work for herself alone. He has a team, he has a dress. He has a fashion designer who works around it.
She.
She has a whole group of people who's willing to make her the best.
Hindi naman volunteer, parang binayaan naman, parang they're very, very paid.
That's their job. They have jobs.
Yes. That you get
paid. So maybe at the after WCS, the reason they wanted the mixed competition, because it's not because nobody wanted to join as a group. It's just that nobody really wanted to join as a group.
Which is the reality
of what's happening in the Filipino cosplay community. Nobody wants to join as a group because in the first place, you never earn something big from something when you join a competition with a paired individual. And most of the time, when you join a group competition, when you get the prize money, something f***s up. And I have heard stories in the past, 2008, 2009.
So money destroys relationship.
Money destroys
friendship, relationship.
Pretty much everything behind the scenes.
Pero this is exclusive lang sa NCR eh. Kasi parang narinig ko naman sa
this
other...
This is exclusive in the NCR area. NCR. For the best of
I know why, I know why. I know why. Stated below, I heard from the WCS rules. As far as I know, when you're gonna join regional competitions, it's you do it your style, your way, we don't care. As long as you follow the basic rules, then it's acceptable. Think of it this way. Since we are in a country that's around composed of 7,707, or maybe less, as far as I know, accurately less than 7,107, each island has its own quirks, has its own pros and cons, has its own culture, has its own way of doing things. So Cebu wanted to be on par with Manila's cosplay community, same as Davao. So even though Davao constantly cooperates with Anime Alliance, it doesn't mean that they're going to stroke them all the time. You see, we're not, just think of it as fast food. We're not Burger King, we're not McDonald's, we're not Jollibee, we're gonna do it our way.
But that's Burger King's motto, gotta do it our way.
Yeah, and that's why they're being pounded by Jack in the Box. okay, let's continue.
Pero sinabi ng Anime Alliance nung Fridays na parang may ano talaga yung unbox eh. Meron talaga sila experience sa pagdating sa mga ganito eh.
They are the organizers of the Mindanao Cosplay Summit.
And they are the only one in Mindanao.
No competition whatsoever.
So talagang they perfected their craft na siguro, no?
And I was surprised by the Hambox Davao. They even have a pre-screening day before the competition.
No sponsorship.
I mean, like, we're gonna do this because that's what we want to do. And at alam din naman kasi nila for the first na parang alam naman natin, di ba? Sa ibang competitions yun. Remember Cosplay Mania? One of the teams that went to AFA.
AFA 11, the first one. Asian Cosplay Meet you're talking about. Zell Giral.
They're from CDO.
See?
So you see, kaya nila. The problem is they don't have the right connections to pull themselves alone.
Pero this opportunity siguro they already have that eh.
They already have
so,
that.
So most likely no, baka ang padala is galing sa babae.
Mm.
Pinadala nga galing sa baba si Estapon eh.
Literal nga, di ba? Literal lang pinadala sa baba. Nagaling sa baba.
Galing sa
baba.
Parang kinuha ko sa baba para iangat pataas. Ganyan.
Oh, pero right now, I repeat, parang Estapon is already parang...
In Davao, parang ano siya eh. Parang at
sikat na siya.
Hindi, oh, ano
hindi sikat na siya. I mean, parang nagko-compete yata siya to go back rin sa WCS. Oh. Eh. Pero ang tanong ko lang, pwede pa ba 'yon?
Possibly.
Kasi observer, pero... pwede, alam ko pwede mag-competing ka na, pero kasi observer kay parang you have to give opportunity to others.
Hindi, pag-competing ka, most of the time,
marireset 'yon,
di ba? Marireset 'yon. Oh. Pero since we're not yet a competing nation for WCS, so, basically all they are trying to do is to raise funds. And beat the crap out of Metro Manila Cosplay.
Okay, well, which I'm fine.
because I'm definitely interested in going to cosplay convention in Mindanao just for the sake of looking what's happening there.
Pero ano muna, medyo wag muna ngayon.
Davao is safe. Davao is safe. Don't worry. I don't give a shit about the wars. I only give a shit about the maids.
Bago tayo malalim sa
balik tayo doon. Balik tayo.
WCS. There are three, recap natin, three.
Three.
Yan nga eh. Pasalamat niya ako, nakabot na ako.
Three lang. It's good na three lang.
Why? Because?
Maigli.
Maigli. Pero bad yun.
Why? Because?
Kasi,
sige. Ikaw.
Kasi ibig sabihin yung interest ng tao, parang...
It definitely proves that the normal Filipino, or let's just say the in general, the Otaku community are not interested in world-class cosplay yet.
In NCR siguro.
Yet. Maybe in NCR. I don't know about the others. Ganyan-ganyan trip lang yan eh. Definitely Mindanao, interesado. Cebu, hindi lang natin alam. Pero ang sigurado, in Visayas...
Sino may control sa Cebu?
Ay, hindi ko, yun ang hindi ko alam.
Anigumi... Hindi, sa Ilo... Anigumi Jokai?
Bago lang yun eh.
Sa Iloilo yata?
Oh, hindi. A group sponsored by yours truly. Squirtle. So maybe hindi niya rin masama na may nakukuha siyang pork barrel kahit paano.
Ganun eh. Ano ba ito? Mga conspiracy natin
ha?
It's the morning!
It's already in the evening. So sige, WCS, okay naman, walang problema. The winner's deserving. He cosplayed Zero. Zero from Mega Man
Although
Legends.
I'm betting 3 eh, pero okay.
I already bet 3 and 3-1.
3-1?
Oh yeah, 3-1!
Eh, sino yun? Ba't sinipinil?
2 ba?
3-2.
2!
2, di ba? 2. Okay,
2. Babatukan.
Hindi ako nagsusulat. Sorry, sir. Correct mo.
Bet ko yung 3 eh, pero...
Ako rin 3 yung bet ko eh. Pero nanalo si Bolin. Good news. Sige. Speaking of ano, bakit meron ba magkita si Bolin? Uy ah, isipin nyo. Babaeng chibi cosplayer. Nag-cosplay ng panglalaking karakter.
Pero siya yung Gundam, di ba?
Daimos!
Daimos!
Ano sa'yo?
Richard!
Yun yun, no?
Oo. O, di ba?
Natutuwa mga tao.
Natutuwa yung mga tao. Parang, nabigla sila na parang, wow! Babaeng bata! Ang big!
Was that similar with the Voltron girl?
Pero,
Maybe, pero si Voltron kasi, hindi kasi pamilya kasi Western.
Bell Dandy ba yun?
Bell Dandy.
Hello, Bell Dandy! Bell Dandy, long loss. We miss you already.
I miss your pops.
Pero uso tactic na yun sa mga mecha, no? Kapag gwapo ka, ilalabas mo yung mukha mo sa ano.
Pero pag ano, pero yun nga, yeah. She broke the rule.
Hindi, she broke the rule but everybody loved it.
Yes, yeah. Yes, that's what my point is.
Oh.
Now, moving on, kasi hindi ko napansin yung ano, cosplay competition this time.
Sige.
Nasa ko ba kasi?
Hinahanap ko yung mga nagtitinda ng embutido dito.
Nga pala, pero dito, sayang!
Doon ah.
Doon, pero...
Wala na, dapat.
Wala na yung food yan. Nasayang yung time.
Oo.
About the performance, ano ba ang masasabi nyo yung sa performance ng mga international guests natin?
International guests?
Okay naman, maganda.
Yuki Godless, Jackie Darkness, Raided, Attack on Titan, which is mainstream.
Pero nag-concert lang na
tayo sila. But it was awesome.
But that was a concert. That was a concert.
That, they sang.
You said them. They sang talaga yon.
That somebody,
please,
Link Horizon here in Manila, please.
Hey, what do you call Joey Nuez?
He's one-man band. Link Rice is a band, big band.
Hello. What about Asterisk? Is that the concert? That's classified.
That's a local band. That's local band.
Okay. Good.
Oh. We're classified into different bands. One-man band, international band, local band.
Okay, that's already three. Okay.
Soon.
Okay. What about Karael?
Karael, he did Sword Art Online, which is Solo lang siya, no?
Solo? Okay.
Solo. Hindi ko masyado nakita yung performance niya.
Na-perform siya, katiting lang. Pero okay, that's good. Pero one thing that you will love about Karel, it's not about how he cosplays, but he knows how to do fan service really fucking well. Since from the first day in the press conference, you know for a fact that the girls will be screaming their lungs just to have a kiss with him. Or her, if you're mistaken.
What?
Just in case, you know, for those who don't know this podcast, Karel cosplays
Kirito of Sword Art Online.
Aside from that,
he is a crossdresser.
She's a crossdresser.
It's a trick.
No. He. Okay, mistaking again. Pronouns.
Yung itatanong ko yung kababae, ba talaga lalaki?
No, mistakenly, he.
He.
At yung mga unang tanong ko sa kanya sa press con is about Karel. So yun, we have this, we have second questions, which is probably, narinig nyo na yun kanina. Now, yun, so, yun nga, in regards to Karel, he's good. Since hindi siya pamilyar sa akin, siya yung unang tinanong ko, but then he's good. Same with other international guests, they're good.
They're competent.
And, chef, they're
competent. Competent, ba? Ano sa nakikita halubilo ng mga tao?
Estorbo. Yan. Pwede promote nyo muna yung tech rant.
Oh, okay. So, just a moment. Here at Beyond Objective, we have the other side, which is tech rant. And magkakaroon ba tayo ng episode ng tech rant ngayon?
Wala ngayon.
Pero big, keep noted kasi yung aking original host na si JD ay babalik. It's anytime soon. The original host ko ng TechRant. And when it was a podcast. Pero yun nga, within the next few episodes, we will have Radyo Piyasa Station Manager to talk about
something. Kung paano mag-fansub ngayon, commisubs.
Commis.
Yung ano ba yung isa?
GG?
GG?
Hindi, yung mabilis mag-sub.
Mabilis mag-sub?
Anyway,
boy. Oo, basta yung mabilis mag-subs.
And hindi rip-off.
Basta tapos broadcasting. Magkasabay magdikit sila? Oo. Paano? Makinig na lang kayo.
Good.
Habang usapan si Karen.
Medyo technical kasi.
Kailangan talaga ng iced tea para diyan.
Layasang soft drinks.
Yeah. Hindi. Iced tea na lang yung dalawang tig 1.5.
Ay, may Cobra.
Chaser.
Chaser pa nga lang yun.
Ay, may Cobra.
Hindi, Cobra kape.
Cobra kape. Masarap yan.
Yan.
Gusto subukan ni Jay. Baka mamaya. Lagi magkaroon si Jay.
Hindi. Baka mamaya dalayin natin sa St. Luke's to.
At naka-wheelchair!
Hindi!
At naka-brace!
Tol, wag naka-wheelchair. Hindi pwedeng bala natin sa kanyon to. Be creative naman, sus Mario Josep.
Yeah, so that tech rant, every Wednesdays at 2100 Philippine time. Fridays Encore broadcast is at 2130 Philippine time on Radyo Pirata again. And yes, on the other side of Beyond Objective is of course, Naremo. We're doing roundtable tapos right now.
Yes.
Na-score ko lang namin.
Okay naman po. Okay naman po. Hindi naman po masama yun. Magkakapatid naman ata tayo dito.
Magkakapatid sa pananampalataya.
Pananampalataya.
Hindi pa yun.
Hindi pa nakapagsalita dito. So, hi na lang.
And by the way, thanks Radyo Pirata for having us on their panel kahapon. It was really interesting.
Panel at saka kahapon at saka ng Day Zero.
Yes, Day Zero. Mas Rando.
Zero based eh.
Mas Rando. Inom ng iced tea itong mga to. Tapos
bakit nila pagpapain.
Pulutan nyo iced tea. Pulutan nyo tortilla.
May inom hindi sa libreng iced tea. Masarap yun.
Wala akong lunch nun.
Boom! Boom. So yun nga, okay, thanks again JM and Station Manager Pat from Radyo Pirata. Okay, so moving on, we'll go back to RTO.
Which is currently also recording. So parang ano eh, parang dual
broadcast. Yeah, we're doing a multi-channel recording.
Multi-channel recording. It's like EBS event, we're having Yay, Mix, and
let's go back to something more specific. What do you think about the Logia Go Sheng Fiao? And the sisters? What about the sisters? Oh, anime page, may gusto sabihin siya about doon.
Si Ashti okay naman sa akin. Maganda yung cover niya ng, ano yun? Masamay kayo natin siya.
Yung cover niya from Paramore.
Paramore, yeah.
Original niya yun?
Cover
lang.
Maganda talaga siya kumanta. Yun lang ang masasabi ko.
Si Alodia, maganda ba siya sumayaw? Magaling ba siya sumayaw?
Hindi.
Ang forte niya talaga ay singing.
Isi niya talaga. Kasi it's, ataw dito, vocalist siya ng isang band. Midnight
Kings.
Yan.
Nag-ano na ba sa TV yun?
Oo, may TV na siya. I-release na yun.
MTV sa Mix.
Okay.
Good.
So, meron siyang potential sa music industry.
Anong, sinong, ano record label niya? Viva?
Ivory? Hindi ko alam eh. Hindi ko pa alam. Hindi ko alam kung saan.
Okay. Okay, pero moving on. Aloja. Ang forte ni Ashley is singing. Ang anong forte ni Aloja?
Cosplay.
Hindi cosplay. Alam ko na. Mascoting? Is there such a term? Ay, alam ko na. Alam ko na. Ano bang term to sa ano? Ano bang term sa modeling to? Pwede, wag na lang. Sabihin na lang nating paint darts or poster girl or tama, poster girl.
Masyado kang matapang para sa di kape.
Di ba mo?
Delitan mo na yung kape.
Model na lang. Model
sige, sabihin na nating ano. Icon. Yan.
Yeah.
Simply, you know.
Politically correct.
Hindi. Understandably acceptable.
Ah, okay.
Bakit gusto mo? Interestingly uninteresting.
Parang informal settlers lang.
Informal settlers. Usually useless.
Baka ano eh.
Informal lang ka, settlers. Pa-settlers na lang.
Okay, sige.
Sige.
I played that
pero,
game.
I mean, ano ba yung mga ginawa ni what did Aloja and Ashley did on both days of BOA? Do you still remember that? Sige, first day, she Aloja performed
Kawaii Girl.
And dressed up as none other than Danny Chu's fictional mascot, Mirai Suenaga. And then before that was Ashley's music acoustic number. Diba, tama?
Si Ashley in-introduce una eh. Which is good.
Which is standard. If you haven't been in a competition, usually Ashley sings that. Then after that, Aloja acts that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah!
Standard.
Experience teaches you the template. Then after that, yung, hi, guys. And, naalala mo yung kuha mo yung picture ni Mark, ako?
Yeah.
Mas maganda pa yung shot mo kaysa sa picture nila sa fan page, eh. Share mo na lang dapat, eh.
As Yoshinon?
Yes. Hindi kompleto sila.
I have to ask Maritel kung nasang episode na siya ng Date Alive. Kasi siya, watch Date Alive. And, of course, Yoshinon. Yoshinon is cute. Cute Yoshinon is cute. And, Toka.
I thought it's Yoshinon.
Yoshino, but there's Yoshinon. Yun nga, Yoshinon. That's Yoshino, but there's Yoshinon.
May Yoshinon?
Yes. This is Yoshinon.
Mas cute yung... Based on the comments on my page, mas cute na si Yoshinon kaysa kay Yoshino.
Wait. What's the difference between Yoshinon and
Yoshino? Yoshino is the girl. Okay. Yoshinon is the talking puppet.
Wait.
She is a ventriloquist.
What the hell?
She's one loop, pare.
So parang ano?
Oh,
so parang
she has a softer side. So na lang yun.
The puppet is Yoshinon.
Yes, Yoshinon.
So Yoshino is the person itself doing acting controlling the puppet.
Yes.
So maybe we can
call dalawa person
so, niya. So that means wait. Based on my evaluation. So we
you
can
have a question alive.
So we can have Aloja cosplaying as Yoshino. And we're the cosplay as Yoshinon.
No. That's
yeah, wait, just
Chigao. Chigao. Again, here's how Yoshino does it.
Mm.
She has a soft side as a human, and then she has her snarky side, which is the puppet.
Okay.
You don't simply think of it the other way around.
So that means Myrtle is snarky?
No, the ang sinasabi ko yung babae si Yoshino.
Ah, okay.
She's cosplaying Yoshino.
Okay, but, okay.
Although,
it looks good. It looks good.
It looks
everybody
good.
Everybody complained that this, you shouldn't cosplay this, what in the world is. It's basically racist. Let's just accept that they're all cute. All the three ladies are cute.
Ito na lang eh. Here's the thing. Kung hindi ka sundere, you must be moe.
Yeah. Oh. And, kung napansin niyo yung picture, notice that there's an imaginary barrier between Ashley Goshing Piao and the two. Why? Why there's a fucking barrier? What? Ashley, you don't love your sister? Or maybe it's because they are talking the same shit and Ashley doesn't understand any of it. Don't mind me. Maybe it's just my hypothetical craziness that is acting right now.
Okay.
Hey, but the evidence is on our fan page. No, just fan page. Just make an imaginary white line there.
Okay, let me draw that, ano. Okay,
mas
there we go.
Mas nagawin yung mga fans nila doon sa page ko.
Ano klase yung away? Is it kapuso kapamilya? Or is it something like, Mario Natix?
Yeah. Mano na magpaparinigan na
di kakaya ng mga ganito, di kakaya ng ganyan.
Okay.
Yun lang. Advice ko lang sa mga ganyan, pare, walang basagan ng trip. Eh, ganun kami eh. O, oh, sige, sige.
Wala sana, wala sana akong sana eh. Kung mayroon akong bote ng gin na ano eh, pasag.
Sige, balik na tayo.
Violence yan. Violence against beer!
Violence beer and liquor!
Panis!
Ito, tip sa akin ng Japanese executive. Pag may kasamang beer, sumiseryoso ang usapan.
The Japanese way.
Yes. Kaya isipin nyo lahat, pagkatapos ng trabaho, pumupunta sila sa izakaya.
Yeah.
Di ba, alam mo na yun, JM?
Diba? And they're talking business.
Yes.
And the end. At the same time, being drunk.
Babalik pa rin yan sa business.
Inuman na lang, negosyo ba?
Okay, that's how they close their deal, di ba?
Change topic tayo. Any kind of specific happenings. Oh, wait a minute. Hero.
Hero. Oh, nga ba, they promoted their, ano, di ba, yung cosplay show?
I cosplay with Myrtle Gill and
Gaising Son.
Gaising Son.
Part siya tayo na My Hero Nation Season 4.
Yan, pero pinagpuputol-putol lang nila.
Yun na nga.
Hindi na buo.
Hindi na yung buo.
This is a plan, okay? This is intentional to. Why? Because you need to watch, you need to stay on Hero to watch all of the episodes.
Parang ano lang yan, yung ano, dating daan doon sa bubble gun. Talagang todo-todo yung pagkakat.
Ang dating doon.
Dating doon.
Hindi tamang daan. Hindi tamang daan.
Yung digital TV ninyo, ayusin nyo na para mabilis mag-record lahat. Kasi pag change ng EPG, automatic magre-record na yung mga program. Oo, seryoso. Ganun sa Japan. Ganun sa Japan, tinuro sa amin.
Kaya naman yun, diba?
Hindi, dahil kasi, sa baba. Kasi ganito yun. Sa Japan, meron sila yung mga tuner, bago digital yan. Pagkatapos yan, automatic i-EPG nila yan. Kumpara, may delay, automatic ilalagay nila yan sa PID nila, tatawag na program ID. Pagkatapos yan, pag na-program ID na yung pangalan, kumpara, program ID, yung Rosen whatever, kumpara, Rosen Maiden, automatic na mag-start ang recording. Kaya yung kakilala kong salaryman doon, kahit nagtatrabaho siya, nagre-record ng paborito niya anime.
Pag-uwi,
naka-burn na sa DVD.
With instant subtitles na madaling ma-edit.
Hindi, sa kanila, wala namang subtitles.
Oo, hindi
naman nila kailangan.
Hindi, nung sakali lang.
Ay, hindi! Yung mga subtitles, sophisticated yan. I'll explain that on TechRant.
Yan nga, yun.
Sunod yan, sunod-sunod. Makinig po kayo sa RP, kasama po si Mr. Ray and si Mr. J.
Oh, baba.
Okay, pag-inan na tayo. Yan. Pero, medyo na segue tayo, no?
Hero.
Hero.
I cosplay si Gaising Son, no?
Gaising Son.
Ba't nakuha na rin, ha?
It's a promising concept.
Pero kasi obviously Gaising Son naman nasa ala na rin, di ba?
He has a reputation na.
Doon sa YouTube, di ba?
Reputation as one of the oldest cosplayers in the country. Amen.
14 na ba siya?
Way older than the boss of Cosplay Page itself.
Yes. 14 na ba siya?
Secret.
Parang ka na rin
nga. Magagalit kasi, baka mamaya may mag-rant. Ingat, ingat. Basta, he's in his late 30s. Yeah, late 30s.
Pero may para sa babae, she don't not ask their weight.
or in Japan, age. You shouldn't ask women how old they are.
Oh.
Diba, that's a custom in Japan.
Even though there's a 45-year-old lady who's looking like 20s.
Pero si
25.
Pero yeah. Si Joe Inoue no mukha lang siya mga nasa 20, mga 21, 22.
And Joe Inoue just passed us with Karael.
Yeah.
Nakaano rin medyo green.
No big deal.
Medyo green-minded rin pala si Joe Inoue, no?
Hindi, kasi yung funny.
He's a troll.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Sabi ko nga eh.
No, not a troll. Don't call it a troll, but a nice jerk.
Nice jerk.
No. Not in a troll na ano. I have three definitions of trolls.
Okay.
The casual troll. The other one is 4chan troll and the troll in the middle.
Ah, so the troll and the troll lol.
Yes, tama. Ayun. So yun, Joey Noe's concert was fantastic. He did a drum solo.
Parang he can already play any instrument.
He played drums pero hindi niya nasubukan until now.
Hindi. He noted in the press conference that before he got into singing, he started to practice guitar and drums in his earlier years.
So yun yung ano niya,
parang guitars. Just a refresher course.
Ah, pero hindi siya nagpa-piano.
Hindi, never.
Okay. Akala ko marami siya nagpa-play na ano, instrument.
But the one thing that I love about it is when he made an acoustic version of Doraemon's opening theme. It was somewhat funny and really interesting. Somebody do that on the next Battle of the Bands in I don't know. Best of anime next year? I did not best of anime next
speaking
year.
Speaking of, it's not performing Asian Chicken Fest, Jan. They did
ACF.
Full fried chicken. Eh, iba pa yan.
I love the performance of Asterisk.
Pero wala,
no problem.
Wala,
no problem.
Aero 505 supposedly, di ba nandito sila?
Wala eh. Neon 5, boy. What about Neon 5?
Eh, familiar ka ba? Yung 505, di ba sa Gashimono dati? Sayang.
Oh, 501st na lang ako.
501st.
Okay, pero hindi, hindi. Ano ba yung ano?
Nakakilig ba si Lord de Vera rito? Ano sa babae siya?
Balita
ko dumating daw.
Si Lord dumating dito. Si Ramon Bautista dumating dito. Paramdam. Kasama ni Jinri.
Eh, balita ko si Lord nga darating dito. Pero I think there, meron siyang post dato na nandito daw siya.
Putsa, dapat, I was not informed. Kung ano na pupunta ako, kailangan ko makita yung taong yun. Sa kanya na-inspire ang match mo random.
Oh. Mag-Gin Pomelo na lang tayo.
Oh, Gin Pomelo. Gin Pomelo.
Ano, wasak na ba mga lamas? Oh, sige, sige. Overall, let's try to end this in at least. Oh, let's wrap this up.
Kasi baka yung ako makakarating pabatay
sa LRT.
No more! No more! Ayos na lang!
Sorry sa feedback, I am a definite lover of public transport. I don't care what people say about LRT, MRT, but
oy,
like...
we love railways.
Yeah, we love railways.
Therefore, I shall question you as, if that's a good term, then shout ako.
I don't care. Gusto ko naman talaga mga train eh.
You never
need to ride that train.
Oh, you need
dapat kaya AGT.
Yeah.
Oh, syempre, AGT. Pero mas maganda pa rin ATO.
Well, hindi. Wala pa rin yan sa PNR train natin.
No.
It's not about dahil jam-pack yung train. Dahil naglalakad siyang comedy bar. No. Yung mga mismong nagtutulak sa'yo sa train, komedyante. Yung nagmamaneho habang nag-PPA, komedyante rin. Wari. Halimbawa, sasabihin, puno na ba? O, kasi po puluhan dito, di pa kami alis hanggat dito puno.
Parang ginawang jeep yung train eh.
Uy, pero nakakata...
Anak ng putek
naman. Tol, isipin mo, paparaan na kayo nung... Nasa bigutan po tayo. Palakpakan naman para.
Grabe ah.
Yan, you want to talk to John anyway?
Pumunta
ka dun.
Hindi, ikaw kasama kita. You need to ask questions.
Ayoko, nahihiya ako.
Join away here
just
and
yes. Join away and yes. In-interview siya ng Zen. Mm. And mukhang what we hear is mukhang natuwa talaga siya dito sa PH. Mm. And we'll try, I think RTO will try to have a word with him. Maganda yan.
Okay, so I guess in a few moments we will have Join away on the line. Okay, so yeah.
Huh? Sure,
okay.
Of
okay, so yeah, sorry to disturb you, Joe.
No
but,
problem.
Okay, so yes, Diego again from Daramoa, and we are doing a podcast right now. So
okay,
yeah. So my staff over there, my colleagues, one of my colleagues is asking if you have tried cosplay.
Oh, I've actually never tried a cosplay. Well, actually, I have. Yeah. In my new project.
Oh, Tangible.
Tangible, yes, yes. I cosplayed as a traditional Japanese chef that, makes sushi and stuff. I plan on doing those kind of cosplays in the future, like in a lot of videos, so keep an eye out on those.
Okay, good. Speaking of Tango Boy,
yes.
What's the genre, or perhaps what is this? Because I've probably seen
yes.
The album art for Tango Boy mm-hmm. On your Facebook mm-hmm. page. What's this? Is this does this will have a combination of hip hop or something like that?
Okay, so basically Tango Boy is everything that I couldn't do under the name Joe Inoue. So that means there is no genre. I'm gonna do whatever I feel like doing. It could be like EDM, it could be rock, it could be Hawaiian music, it could be death metal. So just it's pure freedom. And
so this is like an independent Joe Inoue.
Yes, yes. This is the crazy side of me coming out, both with music videos and audio.
Nice. And your yes. performance earlier was good. It's,
thank
it's
you.
Brilliant. And I've never seen you do a drum solo, so mm-hmm. impressive.
Thank you so much. I love the drums. It's my favorite instrument.
And yeah, same with me. But yeah, I haven't played any drums, so I will try. Mm-hmm. But then, I guess that's about it. Because, of course, we will see you in the next year. Will we? That is the question.
The question is, will you guys invite me again? That is the question. I would love to come back again.
The people there are, of course, pretty much happy. Mm-hmm. They want you back again.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes with us.
Yes, all I need to say is mabuhay to that.
Salamat, and nice to meet you again, Joe.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and that was Joe Inoue. So, whew, that was a good one. Moving on, what do we have here? Joe Inoue,
We're here at the media smorgasbord.
Ganda pa lang idea na na medyo magpalit tayo ng kaunti. Siguro worth it siguro yung hindi natin magpunta sa LRT.
Oo.
Magpunta lang tayo.
Kayo, hindi ako.
Bakit ikaw?
Halos linggo-linggo naman, umuwi ako madaling araw eh.
Good.
Pero pareha naman kayo doon, nagbarikina kayo ni NOPH.
Kasama ng mga hold-upper.
Wait, I need to get a picture. Hold this.
Yes. Wait, wala mo. Ako na lang yung host.
Guys, in the meantime, while our host is getting a picture with our honorable international guest. Yeah, and basically, Joe Ino, fanboy.
Mas matangkad pala ako kay Joe Ino eh.
You know?
Hey, mga lolo.
Manager. Hello, a manager.
Galing.
Fail. Wait, just a moment.
Hello, baby. Jay is taking a picture of Joe Inoue.
No, okay, thank you, Joe.
Yeah, it's galing.
Thank you.
39.
Speaking of which, Simple Gear.
Eh, no, mga gani, may mga tayo. Simple Gear. DXD, pag-usapan natin.
Moving on.
DXD, yung new.
Holding, ano natin?
Okay. Yung new.
Okay. Pero yun nga, summarize, Best of Anime 2013 now.
Okay, it's the best experience talaga, no?
Kaya nga, Best of Anime.
Five thumbs up if we have five arms.
De, for me, impressive. Yes. Because every other year, they always tend to improve themselves.
Which
is the first Best of Anime is like Iyame. 3 years?
3 years ago.
Three or four? Three, na, di ba? Fourth na nyo?
Oh, yes.
Oh, fourth na.
Okay, go.
So, the first, medyo okay, problematic.
First time, right?
With the organizers.
Yung prime trade ba
SMX for 2 days.
I mean, meron silang
ano. Prime trade is, believe it or not, let me clear this up. Prime Trade Incorporated is SM. Let's just say, hindi, publishing and advertisement firm.
Pero hindi sila under ni C.
Nope.
So parang client nila yung SM.
Okay, so what's
pero yung Manila Book Fair sa baba, meron ba silang relationship sa dalawa?
Oo. Actually, there are 3 events that are being organized by Prime Trade.
Nagkasama na yun dito.
Book Trade.
Tapos meron dito. Meron pa dito. May event dito na maliit na hindi ko alam.
For educational purposes.
So for the students.
So yun siya talaga inakila nila yung buong SMX.
Yeah. Hindi. Believe it or not, every year, ito talaga yung event na Prime Trade lang talaga ang as in, they know SMX, already SMX, every year, the reason why BOA every other year is already being announced at the end of the event.
Because there is always a book fair.
Every year, there will always be a BOA. Oh. There will always be a Manila book fair. There's always education. Because it's an intentional event. It's a regular event.
Mm.
They're doing it on purpose.
Para nasa calendar na talaga.
Mark event on your calendars. Na. Next year, BOA 2014.
Again. 2014 September.
And
we check that. It's the same date.
Obvious.
Same date, same month, same month. Same month.
Same date, same month.
Same month, same year. Maybe same conference room.
Sana naman, paliktad naman sa taas naman, sa baba naman tayo kasi maganda yung sa baba eh.
Medyo mahirap na yan para sa dahil ang bumbay talaga. Mahalang bayan sa baba.
Kasi dati, alam ko yung hero.
Pero siyempre, wala silang binabayaran dahil sila binagahanan.
Wala bang bayad ang Prime Trade dito?
Wala!
Ano yung pure profit to? Anong ko ng SM? Ano lang, hatak na ng tao?
Part din sa proceeds nun.
May prosyekto sila.
Member, pinsan sila.
Okay, so, yun nga.
But to conclude BOA, if BOA will continue to produce events that every year they improve themselves, that would be awesome. Probably they will be able to beat the crap out of those cosplay trademark douchebags. probably, but we're still hoping for the best.
Yeah.
Okay, so, is there any possibility voice actors ang susunod sa BOA 2014? Not yet?
Nope.
Voice actors?
Nope. Teka, tanongin ko yung agency na kakilala ko.
Seryoso.
Subukan.
Please do. Kaya naman nila. Kaya na, kung kaya na Star
Marie.
Okay, and also, there's one, yung Star Marie, they are very much welcome sa na ini-invite sila. Of course, the Star Marie name, and right. Yeah, that question is,
remember, yes. they are starting again as an as they revamp their own brand again. Oh, as they revamp their whole
band image.
So maybe every other year they're willing to be invited again. Maybe next year we see another, we see Star Marie next year.
Pero siguro maganda medyo ano naman. Wag naman masyado ano, baka naman magsawa yung mga tao.
Hindi, I mean, okay lang isama mo sila parang, pero let's mix something new. Like another international player. Para international cosplayer.
Okay na siguro, pero padagdag.
Or wink. European.
Babagsak pa rin tayo dito sa tanong na to. Nagtanong na si Rayan eh.
Ano tanong?
Alam ko na, nasagot na.
Ano?
Kahit JP Idol pumunta dito. JP Idol ba? No. Kahit JP whatever. Pumunta. Oh. Yan ha. Wala ka ng reklamo. Dumating sila.
Alam.
Reklamo ka ng reklamo eh.
I want more.
Alam na. Ano ba gusto nyo? AKB?
De, pero seryoso. Ano kayo? Babagsak pa rin sa tanong na yan kung number one, kasi ba sa kontrata? Kontrata talaga ang sasagot dyan. Pero kahit paano, I'm impressed na nadala yung Star Marie dito.
Hindi, pero the concept is good.
Yeah.
Nagustuhan ng mga tao kahit hindi nila alam. Yeah, and that's songs.
Kasi hindi. Idol kasi.
Hindi, yung team kina kasi, yung style nila kasi.
Oh, okay.
Refreshing. So that it's very refreshing.
Talaga. That could be a refresher. That could be a refresher. I see a refreshing.
Yes, ako nga ano, instant fanboy na ako. Yung day one pa lang. Every year, they send something new. They bring up new ideas. They send new guests, international guests.
Pero I'm expecting a blast daw. Tulad sinabi ni Ma'am, ano kanina, yung president.
Ni Ma'am Irene?
Yan, ni Ma'am Irene.
Ma'am Irene Lloren.
Expect something.
More. Expect something new.
M-O-A-R.
More. M-O-A-R. More.
Okay.
More.
Pero parang Jollibee lang yan eh. Di ba nag-expect tayo na maraming sauce? Di ba? O di ba?
Ako magpapaliwanag kung bakit.
Go.
The reason po kung bakit hindi pwedeng dagdagan ng sauce, dahil overkill na rin yung lasa ng sauce.
Tama ka dyan.
Pero, sige. I mean, at least, I'm a former crew member for Jollibee. Disclaimer. Alam nyo ba kung ilang hotdog ang maximum na nilalagay sa isang sauce?
Tatlo.
Ano? Tatlo ba?
Yung piraso ba? O isang...
Pero ilang piraso?
Yung festival ba?
Tatlo pag hotdog, apat pag ham. May ham nilalagay. Ilang grams ang ano? Ilang grams ang spaghetti mo?
Teka. Inaudit naman. Tingnan tayo.
Tapos sila natin para malinaw. Ilang grams ba ang nilalagay nila?
Information ba yan?
Di naman. Pre, open to. Pwede to.
Yung drain hindi disposable.
Hello, pag nagtitimpla ka naman no, nakapack eh. Di mo rin mahulaan yung ingredient.
Tama ka dyan. Saka take out ako ng pack doon. Ginamit ko sa bahay.
Pwede. Ilang grams yung spaghetti mo? Ilang grams yun?
Round table naman
to. Round table tayo eh. Sige. Nasipin mo, yung sauce mo is around mga 30 to 40 grams. Without yung ano ha, hot dogs ha. Yung pasta mo, ilan yung pasta nun? Around 75 to 80 grams.
Baka mamaya malagot na naman sila, disclosable information na nga.
Pwede yan. I mean, ano yan, absolutely pwede yan. Siyempre, sabi nga nila, you can copy our recipe, but we will never tell you the recipe of our secret sauce.
Sete na lang.
Sige, balik na tayo dun sa topic.
Sige, balik na tayo sa final.
Okay, pero yun nga, best of anime, if this is the expectations given by Ma'am Irene Lloren herself,
Thumbs up. Expect more talaga.
Expect more. Well, is that more as in this or more as in
something better?
Basta more. No more ano. More lang talaga.
More.
No more bullshit.
Something better.
We cannot say. Let's just wait for next year.
Okay, so prediction time. Specula time. 5 years.
Well, 5 years naman.
The next 5 years.
5 years? Japan na ako noon.
Sobra
noon. Japan na ako noon.
Sana. But within the next 5 years, guys, will you expect a voice actors or any popular Japanese
anything
celebrity?
Is possible. Anything is possible.
In the old days of cosplay, pinapadala talaga nila mga voice actress.
Dahan-dahan lang yan.
Gradual lang.
Or mga ano, mangaka. Pwede rin.
It will depend on the support of the people.
Sige. Pag may natapos yan, may tatanong ako sa inyo mamaya.
Sige. No. Support. Ano sabi niya?
At the end of the day, it will depend on the support of
pero kung totoo siya na hindi naman kilala ng tao, nagkakaroon talaga ng magandang feedback. So parang hindi naman ano eh.
Kasi yung concept ng BOA na every other year, we will do something that is refreshing, unique, and new.
Ganun ba? Parang tiktok pala.
Isipin mo naman, kunwari, araw-araw ito nakikita mo. Kung nakakapunta ka sa event na ang pakiramdam mo, you can be open about yourself. Oh, eh, yun naman dahil yan. Kita mo naman yung performance si Joey Neway. Oh, kahit hindi mo kilala yung mga tao, kita mo, tatalo na sila, sisigawan sila ng kabay.
Kaya ba, nung huling, nung huli bang pumunta si Najaki at Yuki Godless, ginawa ba nila yun?
Hindi. Eh, hindi naman kasi ganun ang style nila. Oh. Si Karael, oh, walang tanong.
Baka magbago na style nila ngayon.
Hindi, oh. Para baka isipin nila, uy, sana open ako next time kasi yung mga fans ko dito, patay na patay sa akin. Eh, si Karael, alam nila, matagal ko nang alam yan.
Okay.
So maybe we will be expecting somewhat better. I cannot say awesome, but a little more better than
parang
last
iPhone
year.
Saka iPhone 5.
And please, iPhone 5 is a fucking rip-off. I still buy more hey than iPhone 5C, amen.
Oh, Lumia po, Lumia.
Oh, 1020 sana dumating na.
44 megapixels ang peg.
Oh, gusto namin niya.
Yeah.
Oh, ano na, Jay?
Ano na, close na ba tayo? Closing na.
Okay, so ano, susunod na events natin is Cosplay Mania 2013 happening October 5 and 6.
Ah, 5 and 6
pala. We will be here at the same spot.
Ah, dito rin ba?
The difference is all of you will be using passes.
Go, Jem.
Sa tanong, saang hall? Kasi tatlo ang hall.
Saan tayo?
Dito spot, the same building na lang.
Tol, free hall ba? Free hall ba tayo?
Free hall.
Literal, Radyo Pirata para sa free people, para sa free hall.
Baka mag-open mic na doon.
Oh. And we are already having our open mic. Ano nga. Pero nga, expectations sa Cosplay Mania 2013. In fact, we have Torch.
Oh.
And yun, Torch, mabalik tayo doon sa WCS. Doon niya, kung, ito lang yun eh, kung sinabi na hindi sumasali sa WCS mga pairs, was there any possibility na pwede nating ma-draw? Manila. Kasi nandyan yung ano, Torch.
At the end of the day, I will repeat this again and again and again. At the end of the day, it's all about business.
Business.
Sa kanila nagsimula yan.
Ayan,
no? Huwag nyo natin patandaan sa akin yung line na yan, please. May gusto kong sapukin na tao eh. Kakabwisit sila. Ayusin nyo, frequency nyo!
Sino kaya yun?
Alam na natin yan. Pero sige, we're still hoping for the best that maybe one day two of the best cosplay organizing committees in the country will join forces and we'll send one of the best and the best cosplay tandems
in Europe,
in the world.
No, sorry.
In Japan.
Sorry. Naliligaw ako. You're talking about the European cosplayers kasi way back before.
Way back before. And then we need to sum things up. So what are we going to say?
Okay, so ayun, Cosplay Mania 2013, we will also, I will also be present at it. Cellphone ko nang gagamitin ko dyan because he doesn't want to go.
Really? Please, event schedule, Collecticon.
Second guys.
Next week.
I forgot na nalimutan na iba eh. Ay, Octocon.
Oh, no, manga Octocon, that's October. SM,
may ano manga pa ulit?
Yes, yep. Mega Trade 3.
Diba lang meron sa September eh. Check nyo na lang yung page ko.
Check nyo po yung website, mas accurate dun.
Yo.
Mali pa yung sponsor drip ko.
Ayun, so, with that, as much as I would like to talk about Valve Rave Night at AFSG.
Ay, sige, gusto natin, okay?
Pero nga, is there anything else?
Wala na.
Plug in na lang.
Sige.
Pat.
Okay, makinig po kayo sa RP. Okay, today, nag-record po kami in September 15, 2013.
Uh-huh.
At matatapos na po siya dapat at 22:05. Uh-huh. Pero sige. By next week po, bubukas po ulit kami. We'll just do some maintenance. Pero yun nga, listen at radioperata.caster.fm. Tapos visit our website na sana gumagana na at www.radioperata.net. Oy, yung tawag dito, yung much more random at airing at a random date.
At a random time.
At a random anywhere.
At a random place.
Teka, ayos ko lang yung boses ko. Get intimate with Onicha. Sunod niyan, siguro by next month. Sana maayos ko na po yung microphone ko. Every midnight.
So this is Midnight Radio on internet.
Yes, Midnight Radio on internet. Buisit kayong mal kasi kayo nagpa-instigate niyan. Pero sige, alam niyo kung sino kayo. Kung sino nag-instigate niyan, alam niyo kung sino kayo. Ayun niya, get intimate. At
Pagbabasa ka ba ng dojin doon?
I'm thinking of it.
Sabihin mo na.
Ano?
Sabi, oh, magbabasa ka ng dojin.
Pwede, pwede, pwede. Ano yun? Wow, what are you gonna do on the bed?
Hindi, hindi, hindi. I was thinking of reading dojin na may parang ano, parang radio drama. Oh.
Ako lang mag-isa? Sus, Mariosep naman kayo?
Kasama ba si Gawan doon?
Pwede, 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 pwede.
Ako, copyright na nila tado yun sa Strange Brew.
Welcome to the Brew Rats.
Now, okay, so aside from that, we also have our sister project, sister venture sa Beyond Objective. Tekrant.
Oh.
Ano, and Ryan, go.
Anime Page Project. Anime Page Project.
Yung usapan natin, ha?
Ano yun? Ah, yun, yun.
Schedule, ha? Para magawa ko. O nga pala, speaking of which, on Radyo Pirata, I'll try to do a...
Billboard.
The Billboard. Masalamat kay JM na binigay na sa akin yung pangalan nun. The Billboard will be...
Posting.
Posting about... events, what ang anong mangyayari events within the month.
Yes.
With the help of Anime PH Project. Yes.
No, no other person can do that job
probably,
talaga.
Probably.
Walang sino man ang
ay, ano naman tayo sa usapang ano.
Sige.
Sige, ako muna. Pumunta muna ako.
Plug muna, plug.
Anime PH Project.wordpress.com. Di pa nililipat. Sorry na. Facebook.com/AnimePH and Twitter.com/AnimePHOfficial. Thank you. This is Ray Ann. And
parang PA lang, ah.
Mura na domain niya yun.
$5 lang.
$2 na lang, may coupon.
Wala oras! You got the connection! The smartest connection!
Yes! Pwede ba sa'yo? Pwede ba sa'yo?
And I have that. I have a jacket.
My connection, oh
nga. I have a jacket.
Yan. Pero, speaking of which, okay, otakista.
Hey, hey guys, it's my turn. So okay, if you want to know everything, front, back, side, and out of the scene stuff that the cosplay community doesn't show on us, you can buy.
Ah, kasingit.
Yes, promise. Araw-arawin ko to.
Mga nagpo-post lang within 3 months.
Ne, Facebook madalas, pero madala nga. Babalik ako, I'm back. Yes, I'm back. Sige, 20 gamer toto, I'm gonna beat the crap out of you. So you can follow my page at facebook.com/otakistaph, that's OTAKISTAPH on in lower caps, twitter.com/otakista, and youtube.com/otakista. Yeah,
Jim, go! Login. We have the main story naman eh.
The main. Nasaan na yung main story?
Yeah.
Well, kakayanin ko. Sinisimulan ko na editing, pero problema ko lang talaga sa boses ko is yung spacing. Parati kong... Ganun.
Premiere.
Ina-edit ko na, ipapadala ko agad kay Pat. So, abangan. Buong month of August ang finiture namin yan.
Okay. Sunod na natin si Bolin. Ay, magandang story si Bolin eh.
Ayun.
Oh shit,
naman. I love her balls.
Pwede.
I love her ball.
Hoy. Kaya susunod. Oh, pala, what a lovely asana na Nendo you have.
Ay.
Yun.
Pero kung tapos.
Asana.
Sabi nila kailangan daw pair daw si Kirito. Ayoko kunin 'yon.
Pero disclaimer. Hindi ko pa napapanood 'yan, ha. Hindi ko pa seryoso, hindi ko pa napapanood.
16.5
kasi pinapanood ko 'yung ano.
Kim Mosa. Oy, good.
Pass mga loli.
Kim Pass sa Shoujo is awesome. Kim Pass sa Shoujo for the win.
Oh my God.
Okay, yun nga, Zen.
Kung pwede lang, kumakatok lang pinto, Zen Honbo, magkaparehas kami tuloy. May pinag-update. Brothers, otakista.
Uy, back to the ball game na tayo.
Oh, back to the ball
game. Masaya to yan. And be ready, my trolls, my friendly little trolls.
Maganda-handa na mga.
Because I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna love you because you will spread your hate to the world and I will be famous. Just like what Myrtle did.
Easy boy!
Bleep na lang.
Sige na.
Ayun. Well, since magiging active na ulit ako, hopefully sana, zenhonbu.ph.net, zenph or whatever, tinatrabaho ko pa rin talaga yung Anime Pilipinas ng Lintek na.
Two posts.
Well, di ba, le, sa main story, yun yung gagamitin yung Anime Pilipinas.
Okay. Sige, titi ko lang ha. Follow me at my non-existing Twitter account at BigmanX and follow Radio Pirata at its non-existing Twitter account, Radio Pirata.
Oh, no. Inisuspend ng walang kaabog-abog eh. Reklamo!
Pirata daw eh.
Ay, ay, ay! Ay, kayo!
Bang!
Ayan.
Tapos. So,
ay, may personal account ako.
Ay!
Ayan. Twitter na lang, Twitter.
Okay, and therefore, before we wrap everything here at the Best of Anime, maraming salamat sa isang masayang talakayan. All of you media people.
You're the best. Isang all-star.
First time lang yata ito na kumpleto tayo ng podcast. Right. You're the best.
Yep,
you're the best. All of you are the best. Okay. Sana magtuloy-tuloy ang mga ginagawa natin dito. And of course, we will promote.
Magsisave na ako ng radyo dito na frequency 107.1.
Yes. Yan. Kung pwede lang sana i-register sa NTC yan eh, no?
Sarap yan!
Sarap! Nationwide!
Okay, pero nga. Thank you sa Radyo Pirata, Zen, Otakista, Anime PH. And sa mga nakasama natin dito sa Best of Anime 2013, just follow us on Twitter at team_Daremoe. Daremoe.com, Twitter at sign, at yun nga, nasabi ko nga, facebook.com/Daremoe. I'm trying to put Daremoe.com/G+. I'm trying to register that kasi mahabang domain ng G+. But then again, you can find us on Google+. Instagram pa rin next time.
Ako nga pala. Sige.
Instagram tayo ha. Ayan, upcoming Instagram. And we don't just share the news, we talk about it.
Hindi naman namin ma-update yung Instagram namin eh.
This is the Roundtable Talks Podcast. Magandang gabi, stay safe.
Horizontal table.
Oysters to!
Ang pambansang awit ng Pilipinos.
Ginamit, ginawa
ko. RTO! Pasay!
Last!